Too often, many behind-the-scenes music stories of uber-talented artists are tragic. Director Asif Kapadia's new documentary, Amy, chronicling the life of the late Amy Winehouse, follows suit. Many are familiar with the spectacular rise and fall of the gifted British singer-songwriter. Bursting onto the UK's music scene at the age of 20, with her platinum debut album, Frank, Winehouse packed a powerful 1-2 musical punch, a deep, soulful voice that delivered some intensely personal stories through music. Even at such a young age, Winehouse was drawing comparisons to vocal jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Sarah Vaughan. Winehouse soon released her second album, Back to Black, which shot her to success in both the UK and the US. One of her most recognized tracks, which appeared on that album, Rehab, shared a raw and personal account of her struggles with addiction and the divergent influences of her inner circle. Amy, the documentary, takes you back to the beginning to meet the young, working-class Jewish girl from North London. The film opens with a rather ordinary home video scene of a precocious 14-year-old Winehouse laughing at a party with friends, when suddenly she belts out a haunting rendition of Happy Birthday. With that kind of raw talent, it comes as no surprise that Winehouse quickly became a music legend. But was Amy ready for fame at such a young age? As Amy grew up in a robust digital and social age, the filmmaker had access to a vast library of personal footage to share Amy's story, both behind the scenes and behind the microphone. Amy's music was so intensely personal, Kapadia juxtaposed on-screen lyrics with Amy's performance scenes throughout the film, which allows the audience to understand Amy on a deeper level. Like many celebrities, Amy had a tight circle of friends, family, and professional colleagues, in whom she sought guidance and direction. Throughout the film, we meet many of them who all share a different side of Amy. Unfortunately, there were a few in Amy's inner circle who didn't have her best interest at heart. The film introduces us to two, Amy's father Mitchell and her ex-husband Blake Fielder, the latter who many credit with leading and enabling Amy on a destructive and violent downward spiral. Rated R for language and drug use, Amy runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. If you're a fan of Amy Winehouse and her music, like I am, the film is a must-see. And if you don't know Amy, go and check out the film to discover a music legend whose life was over much too soon. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Service. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know.